Welcome to the Joanne Averson podcast. I wanted to share with you today something that I was asked to do by somebody that wrote to me. And that person said, please, would you read something out of your book about the geometry? And I was a bit hesitant, but let's try it. Let's try a small excerpt from my book, Yoga, Fascia, Anatomy and Movement. Because it's about the geometry of our form, and fascia, its literal configuration, but also the subtle energetics around geometry and its importance in our lives, whether we recognize it or not, is foundational to understanding fascia. It's a key to working with multidimensional shapes, which is what the fascia forms in our bodies, but not just in the literal or the physical, also in the symbolic and the sacred. So this is an excerpt from part 3 from chapter 12, Archetypal Geometries. Fascia, for its wholeness and active unifying, represents our unity. As John Sharkey points out, in the models, there are two materials. In us, there is only one. Fascia is our unity or unifying form. Symbolically, it embellishes the purpose of yoga, allowing our anatomy to make sense to us on every level, literal, symbolic, and universal. By working with the chakras as symbols of each level of our awareness at ever more refined frequencies, we can correlate the body segments in a way that honors their pre-tensioned nature from the original forming process and throughout our lives. Geometry could be considered the language of form, spoken in shapes and profoundly organized, fluid, dynamic relationships. Fascia is our organ of form. It expresses itself through geometry, as geometry is fundamental to its every formation. And therein lies the segue that tensegrity seeks to model in three dimensions and reveal in living, conscious iterations of our animated architecture. They reveal our multidimensional and innate ability to self-organize. We can only examine these structural archetypes as models caught in suspended animation. We might not be able to explain them in literal mathematics any more than we can reason them into submission with intellectual logic. Although we can if we break the traditional spells of levers and segregated, isolated, mechanical, hard matter parts. The task is to upgrade to the original symbolism of geometry without forgetting that we self-organize. Archetypal geometries of the chakras. From Kundalini, Her Symbols of Transformation and Freedom, written by Lawrence Edwards, PhD. Though we are discussing the subtle body, nadis, samskaras, chakras, and the like, as if they are concrete things, we must always be mindful of the fact that this is the result of our language and not their subtle, symbolic, true nature. No matter how beautiful or seemingly complete a description you may find in any ancient or modern text, it will always be incomplete. The seeker must always maintain the finest levels of discrimination to properly understand the boundaries between domains. That quotation is from Kundalini Rising, Exploring the Energy of Awakening, a series of essays brought together by Tammy Simon and published by Sounds True, Boulder, Colorado, 2009. Kundalini, Her Symbols of Transformation and Freedom, is written by Lawrence Edwards, PhD. This, in a way, returns us to where we started. Fascia seems to be about the study of the boundaries between domains, literally, symbolically, and archetypally. In Chapter 2, we suggested that the kinesthetic realm was lost sight of in early Western scientific reasoning. In the East, the sensory aspect of the kinesthetic was left intact, if only because there was no definite separation of mind, body, and being as there was in the West. They were distinguished, but they were not dissected or treated as being anything other than whole parts of the one whole being. The ancient yogic history may not have engaged in the anatomical journey of discovery of Western science, examining the finest details of separate muscles or individual cell tissues in human bodies. However, it did study and describe the most sophisticated detail of the patterns in nature that were common to celestial bodies, human bodies, and the bodies of many living phenomena and how they relate in a continuum. In many Eastern cultures, the history behind yoga is a different kind of story to that of the Western study of human beings and human bodies. It has included the aspect of the subtle energy body, which is understood in yogic philosophy to form channels or threads through which the pranic life forces flow. These flowing currents are brought into balance by the practice of Pawan Muktasana, see chapter 15. It is designed to, quote, free the inner winds, unquote, meaning the flows through which these main subtle energy pathways. They are called nadis, through which there is flow or current, and can be related to nerve currents or energy flows, just as we would refer to wind currents and electrical currents, magnetic currents, or sound currents, meaning exactly that, energy flows. The three most significant of these nadis, the main ones centering around the spine, are Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna, considered to spiral along the length of the spinal axis, echoing the triple helical pattern of the fascia that we talked about in Chapter 7, and offering the counter-chiral pattern of opposite forces, masculine and feminine, reiterated everywhere in our form. Closely related to the crossing points of these subtle energy channels, or nadis, a chakra is located, chakra meaning wheel or circle. If we think in terms of currents, then each chakra might be understood as a whirlpool or vortex of pranic energy. They are considered to be like an energetic interface or a data bank between the life force and the subtle body animating us and managing the flow of that force, the subtle field or frequency at each level of the spine. Each chakra is considered to represent what we would call a psychosomatic, literally meaning soul in the body, aspect of us, and has a particular set of characteristics and a Sanskrit name. And these are all detailed in a table in the book. It also represents a geometric pattern, a symbolic quality portrayed in many subtle ways, in the letters used, the sounds made by intoning them, and the coordinates each chakra represents in the body. The use of specific sounds of words to describe postures and mantras to use in meditation was not arbitrary. They denote forms and particular ways in which the sound waves resonate with certain geometric patterns, musically or subtle energies. As we've mentioned, even the numeric values of the verses through which the teachings were presented, hold significant shapes, just as the energy pattern of a light wave or a sound wave, or even consider a heel strike pulse in the work of Serge Grachowiecki, which we describe in Chapter 9, resonates. Indeed, when we begin to look a little closer at the symbol associated with each of the chakras, it reveals its geometry through which we enter. Sidebar. Sanskrit, the higher form of the Vedic language, is known as a language of the wisdom tradition. In this extremely sophisticated means of expression, each letter in each name has a numeric value. These correspondences are resonance fields. They represent far more subtle meanings than their spelling appears to denote. Their sounds have specific musical connotations, and they unite many aspects of our lives that we might consider separate in the West. We know what sounds we like in our choice of music. However, the ancient philosophers understood the nuance of the sound current at levels of subtlety we find hard to imagine. It included rhythms, harmonies, and intonations that are quite distinct from music in the Western Hemisphere. Musical scales are profoundly related to all the laws of mathematics and geometry iterated here. Although beyond the scope of this work, the relevance of sound to the resonance of the fascial tissues is literally transforming our understanding of frequency-specific resonance in complementary healthcare. And another little side teach. Geometry names the field of knowledge that deals with spatial relationships, from the Greek geo, meaning earth, and metria, meaning measure. Gaia is the Greek earth goddess, and the origin of the word metria is shared with mater, mother. The word geometry incorporates the symbolic meaning, the measure of Mother Earth. Each chakra represents a particular geometry and geometric configuration and place in the body. This is illustrated in the book. And once we begin to explore the hidden geometry of all life, we discover that the chakras incorporate specific aspects of it. The numbers, letters, colors, seed sounds, and images presenting them all correspond, and the mysteries of the energy system are encoded by that geometry. The patterns on our skin, the polyhedral chaos of the fascial matrix seen under endoscopic magnification, all adhere to the laws of Gaia Mater. We are just beginning to understand the geometry of our structure through learning about fascia integrity architecture, for example. The hidden geometry in every form we know is found on various levels and in all natural forms, be it the chemical structure of an element, the crystalline form of inert rocks, the organization of petals and leaves on a flower or weed, the dimensions of a snowflake, or the structure in fluid arrangements of everything from water to chocolate. So I leave you with that small excerpt, and I truly hope that you enjoyed it. It relates to a practice that's also available in the book. And there's a lovely image of each of the chakras: Muladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipura, Anahata, Vishuddhi, Anya, Bindu, and Sahasrara. And please forgive me for not having a very trained or disciplined Sanskrit pronunciation. But there are many stories, teachings, ideas of how these chakras carry on beyond the physical body. There is a very beautiful 14 chakra system, which allows for the idea of light and a sort of toroidal energetic field around the whole body. And as we begin to understand the subtle energetics that fascia kind of calls us to incorporate, I can't recommend enough the study of geometry in order to understand our form. And stay tuned, because we'll be talking about fascia integrity a lot. So watch this space. Take care. Be well.